This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibata lil muttaqeen, wa la udwana illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, sallallahu alayhi, wa ala alihi wa ashabi, wa man da'a bi da'watihi, wa stanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin. Sallam tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd. Fa'usikum wa nafsi bi taqwa Allah azza wa jal, wa sam'i wa ta'a, wa yakula al-haq subhana, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqwa Allah haqqa tuqati, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way, and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself and you that we need to nurture and culture the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we need to develop our taqwa, the consciousness of God, that we are aware of the punishment of Allah, but we hope ultimately in the mercy of Allah. And that will develop in us a type of feeling, a voice that will guide us away from evil things, that will help us as human beings to overcome the negative promptings within us. Because this world has been made with opposites. There is good and there is evil. And the evil has been created for a reason. The evil has threatened the prophets from the beginning. The evil has surrounded human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, has given guidance through the prophets and given us a way out of the difficulties that we find ourselves in. And Allah azza wa jal, in revealing the last revelation, has given us information, crucial information for us, that we structure our lives around this information, that we motivate our youth around this information. And Allah Azza wa Jal has told us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, fear Allah in the way that He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. So the bottom line for us, and that we pass on to our children, is that with all the confusion we see in this world, with all of the temptations around us, our ultimate goal, our ultimate challenge, which will defeat the evil, is not gaining money or gaining authority, but to leave this world, to make transition from the world as a Muslim, in a state of Islam. And a Muslim is not one who just has a name or a family, but is one who is in submission to the will of Allah. And it is a beautiful name. It is a beautiful description that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us. And we should never be ashamed of this description. Our children should never be ashamed. As we move toward the day of judgment, we will hear many negative things. We will even see the name Islam or Muslim being used in negative ways. And we find it today in the media that anything a Muslim does, if the Muslim even sneezes in the wrong direction, they will try to paint it as though he's an aggressor because he's sneezing on somebody next to him. And you will see the name of Muslim, the beautiful name, being put down publicly. And that is our challenge. Because we have to rise above the circumstances that we are in. Rise above the petty clashes that are going on, the petty insults and attack. And realize there is a greater struggle that is going on, and that we as human beings are right in the middle of this struggle. And this struggle began right in the beginning of time for human beings, with the creation of Adam alayhi salam. And it is enshrined in the Quran, which is giving us history. And this information coming in the Quran is not just for tilawa. It is not just to read, but it is also for us to think about. Ta'ammul, tafakkur. We read it and we think about it. We contemplate on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And Allah azza wa jal in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 30 has told us, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaika inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبه بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us information of an early scenario where the Creator with the angels, in the company of the angels, has informed the angels who were created before human beings, and also in that company was a jinni. The jinn were also created, and the jinn are good and evil. So there were jinn who were causing confusion, and there were jinn who were doing what is right. So the struggle of good and evil had already existed on the earth. The opposites were there. And then Allah tells us what happened. And the Quran speaks. And when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to place in the earth a khalifa, a successor, a representative. The angel said, what? Will you place in it one who will make mischief and shed blood? And we celebrate your praise and your holiness? And then Allah returned to them and said to them, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Verily, I know that which you do not know. So the angels then, having the rights and the ability to question, Allah gave them the right to question. They said, we are praising you. We're praising you. Angels do not disobey. We spend our whole life in tasbih. But you're making another creation. And two qualities are mentioned that the angels bring up. And we need to keep these qualities in our mind when we analyze the present world situation and then think about our own place in the world situation. Number one, the angel said, will you make somebody who will do fasad, yufsidu fiha? Will you make a mufsid? And fasad is corruption, mischief. So this is a mischief maker. It also in Arabic can be used to mean immorality. And it can also mean decomposition. When something decomposes, when it decays. And a mufsid is one who causes decay, who causes evil, who causes immorality. And so the angel said, are you going to make a mufsid in this earth? And will you also make a creature who will shed blood? Safka dima. And when this word safk is used with dima in Arabic, it is meaning like blood shed, pouring of blood. A massive bloodletter. But Allah said, I know what you don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the name of everything. He gave Adam knowledge. And he asked the angels, do you know this? They didn't know. And they submitted. So the human being has got two sides or two roads. One is the road of Khalifa. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew about human beings. That this creature could be, as the Quran says to us, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have made human beings in the best of form. So the first aspect of a human being is the Khalifa. This is the successor. This is the representative. A Khalifa is not one, a political leader who grabs some land and tries to enforce Islamic law or Islamic punishment. That's not Khalifa. That's a distorted understanding. The real Khalifa is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. And Allah knew that the human being has this capability. Has the capability to rise above the angels. To be the best of creation. And also that amongst these human beings would be prophets, would be messengers, salihun, righteous people, siddiqun, truthful and honest people would come from amongst the human beings. There would also be amongst them inhabitants of Jannah. There would be people who would enter Jannah. Some who would go to Jannatul Firdaus. Some would reach the rank of going to the highest part of Jannah. So Allah knew this. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal knew, and this is where the questioning comes in, that the other side of human being would be there. That is the mischief maker. That is the corrupter. That is the one who spreads murder and killing and destruction on the earth. And so these two elements within the human personality have been the chief struggle that human beings have been in. And we can see today as we move toward a climax point that these two elements of fasad and safka dimar, corruption and bloodshed, they go hand in hand. As immorality increases, and we see it increasing on the radio, on the television, on the internet, all around us, even now in the education for little children, to teach the little children. As we see immorality increasing, bloodshed is also increasing. The amount of people dying in the wars, the ability of human beings to take life, it is also increasing. And so they go hand in hand. And this is all part of the fasad and safka dima of the human being. And so when we go back to Surah Ar-Rum, the oft-repeated verse 41 in Surah Ar-Rum, it makes more sense to us. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us in this chapter, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَى بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption has appeared. You see the word? ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ. Remember what the angel said. This verse said, corruption has appeared on the land and the sea because of what humanity's hands have earned, and we will make them taste something of what they have done in order that they would return to the path. We'll make them taste it. And so it makes more sense now that we see the corruption, that when people lose control of themselves, when the immorality becomes the main struggle of the day, to be immoral, when the heroes of the youth being propagated in our society are immoral people. Even the ones to protect us are immoral, and those who are in the religious people of all different religions put to the background. then we are reaching a climax point. And it is in this point where the message of the prophets has been the rescue of humanity. It is through the message given to every nation and every tribe, and the message that was finalized with the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is through this that humanity has a way out to turn into, or to turn away from the corruption and bloodshed to the Khalifa. The Khalifa is a protector. The Khalifa brings unity, has mercy. The Khalifa not only takes care of himself and his troops and the people around him, the Khalifa has the responsibility of the earth itself, of the very earth looks to the Khalifa for protection. And the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given a focused message. This Quran is a focused message. How can we maintain the position of being Khalifa? How can we live up to this responsibility? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in Surah Ali Imran and told us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. Be not divided. It continues, remember the mercy of Allah on you. You were enemies, and we brought you together. We brought love in your hearts. And so the unity, holding on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. That those who divide up their religion and become different groups, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're not amongst them. So the unity of the jama'ah, inclusion, being able to accept other Muslims, even if there's differences amongst us. Having that ultimate responsibility of the Khalifa. To the point where the Prophet ﷺ even said, Sibab al-Muslim fusuq, wa qitaluhu kufa. He said, if you insult a Muslim, it is a form of disobedience to Allah. But if you fight another Muslim, it is kufa. It is disbelief. And so the message is focused and clear. It is focused and clear. And we are now in the barrel of decision. We're in the barrel of decision. It'll start on all different levels. But we cannot think that because we are Muslims, we're safe. Because this book, it contains everything. It contains scenarios that would be shocking for us to understand. As we see it today, going across the Muslim world, a state of mind which inshallah we pray will end, but a state of division in the mind, where one will look to another, what's the difference between that person? Look to divide, to break into groups, and worse, the group will fight each other. One of the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, one of the masters of the Quran, it is reported that he used to read Surah Al-An'am, verse 65. He used to read this verse, and it is said, when he read it, he would tremble. His body would literally shake when he read this particular verse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ أُنْذُرْ كَيْفَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَفْقَهُونَ. Allah revealed, say, He has the power to send on you a punishment from above you or from beneath your feet, or that He would throw you into confusion, making you different parties. and making you taste the tyranny of others. See how we display the revelations in order that they would understand. You see? In order that they would understand. And so this is a state that the Quran was talking about. And it is part of the struggle of humanity. But the beauty of Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a way out. And this has happened before to Muslims. They have reached the point of disunity, turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then rose up in a revival. This is the point right now. On a personal level, on a family level, on a community level, how can we bring unity? How can we begin to appreciate other Muslims, even if they're slightly different than us? And how can we now look at humanity outside of the masjid as part of our family as well? Because this is the human family. And our responsibility doesn't end with the masjid. The responsibility is the whole of the earth. Fasad has results. It is reported in the San Fernando Valley of California that 90% of all pornographic films are made in the San Fernando Valley. Right now, California is under the worst drought in 1,200 years. And it is getting worse. And they are also sitting at the point of a massive earthquake on the San Andreas Fault. And they have been waiting for this earthquake. But the corruption is continuing. And if human beings do not turn back, there is a result. As Allah said, remember in Surah Ar-Rum, لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. We will make them taste what they have done. And so the water is being lifted. And water is so important to us. Water is the basis of life. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. We have made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? So when the water is lifted, it is a punishment. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Water is crucial. Crucial to human life. The last message focused on water as a means of purification. That every day we have to turn to water to purify ourselves in order to pray. That water is so important that in the Islamic cities, for the first time, public drinking areas were there. That they literally had within Islamic cities, the Sabil, they had places where you could water your animal, where you could drink. What we call today public water fountains. These were not found in Europe before. It was Muslims who introduced this. Because water is so important to life. And the Prophet ﷺ said very clearly, "An-nasu shuraka fi thalatha," that people should share three things. They should share pasture and grazing. They should share fuel. And they should share water. It is not private property within Islam. It cannot be the property of a royal family or the property of a particular group. All people, a shuraka, should be sharing in these three things. And the Prophet ﷺ also said, among the three people who Allah will ignore on the day of judgment will be a man who, having water in excess of his needs, he refuses to give a traveler a drink of water. He's got some extra water, but he refuses to give it to a musafir. Allah will not look at him on the day of resurrection. Which means that that person will be terribly punished. And so it is a crucial responsibility. And it is something that we need to teach to our children about being Muslim. Even the water that we have in abundance here, how long will it last? fracking and other types of actions are polluting water. And so we, as part of the human family, as part of the family here in Canada, need to see ourselves involved in saving the environment. That's part of the job of Khalifa. It's not a political thing. That's the real Khalifa, the one who takes responsibility. And in fulfilling this role, then no matter what they say, no matter what they do, they can curse all they want, but the people will ultimately know who the real Muslim is. If the real Muslim stands as the Khalifa, as the future inhabitant of paradise, as the one who has conquered the fasad and safka dima, the corruption and bloodletting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and help us to be the true khalifas in the earth. May Allah azza wa jal make our children the true khalifas on the land. May Allah bring peace and unity in this world. May Allah help humanity to stop shedding blood and spreading corruption. And may Allah make our last word, kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم. ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. Every nation has a trial and test. The trial and test of this nation is wealth. ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وعنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة.